Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. While we are in the giving spirit, good mood this morning. This is our final.
This is it.
Final.
Is it now?
I was told this is the last one.
Okay.
So, get out your phones and text this number.
Get involved.
This is the IBA Cash Blitz. Text 508-777-1000. Again, the number, 508-777-1000. Or go to the ticketfm.com. They click on the Cash Blitz logo. Today's word is bet. B-E-T.
Bet.
Odd time with Terry Rozier and company.
Perfect time.
FBI would like that.
Yeah, the FBI would like that, too. So text the word BET, B-E-T, to 508-777-1000. Tomorrow at noon, someone's getting $1,000.
That's a
Terry
good deal.
Terry Rozier.
He might need to. Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey, text
chime
him.
In. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, it was perfect timing. Thank you for that.
You know what? I bet this event is probably secure because of our security with Will.
Apply Connect. They're probably on top of this. No shenanigans.
I bet they're one of the reasons. I wonder if the demise of Wishbones was because of a cyber attack. I wonder if that's what took it down, maybe.
Was there even cyber back then?
I think it was the first year of cyber. Yeah.
Developing cyber.
Developing
and Will cyber. Had not been on the scene.
No, Will. And Will can get to Columbus very quickly, but he wasn't there. And now all of a sudden, Wishbones is gone. And now
that's sad.
And now it's
I never got to
now
see
it's a
Wishbones.
Casino. Yeah. Now it's a casino.
God dang if Jake.
I wish Jake, I could at least see it. I wish I could put eyes on it.
If you just, oh,
just
it was
to like see it.
And
it,
a lot of wood on the front of the building. Remember that? There's a lot of wood.
Gravel wood.
Gravel wood, yes. The gravel parking lot, Jake. And it was beautiful.
It was gravel.
Yeah.
Pure gravel. Hey, we were there at the same time. You know that. That's crazy.
And Duke.
God.
Because Duke was going to college there.
God.
Platt.
I lived in the same town. Duke lived in the same town as me.
Yes. Yeah. You guys might have been like, what grocery store you guys have been in, I wonder, at the same time?
I'm going to say Hy-Vee.
Hy-Vee, maybe.
I mean, I didn't know. Remember, I was a kid. I didn't go to the store very much.
Gotcha.
Unless I was going to steal something.
So you stole. Hang on. Let's back up here. So you stole
candy bars or what?
Shoplifting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was a kid. But we were probably at Wishbone at the same time.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Matt Rhule did not go on the Pat McAfee show yesterday because, you know, McAfee, I think, had an obligation to leave the show. He had to travel. But still, Matt Rhule did not go on the show, so we don't have any audio from that. But you made a comment last segment, Bill, regarding something to expect. You thought maybe no sacks for giving up by Nebraska because of a stern message from Matt Rhule.
I don't know about a stern. I doubt he had it because I would say this. If he has a stern message for anyone, it's not going to be like going, really? I think everyone's aware that there was an issue with sacks, and there has been. I would just say most likely it's going to be whatever we're doing, and that, like, there's things you can do to combat it. There's things you can do protection-wise. There's things you can do with the ball, with quick game things off of play action. There's different things that you can do to allow that. Because, like I said, the one thing would be if it, let's just say you're like, so I liken the fans as like owners. So if you're like the owner of the Giants, and all of a sudden you get, you know, you have a 9-game sack game. Then the next game you have a 9-game sack game. The owner's coming down to talk to the head coach. Yeah. He's going to come down and have a meeting with him. So my point is that that's not going to happen again. And because they're going to say, but let's just not hope it doesn't happen again. Let's have a plan.
Let's ensure
that it doesn't happen again. So I would imagine that you're going to see some things offensively to combat that. And there's balls out quick. One of the things they already do. They do the now screens. They do the tunnel screens. Yep. Those are balls that can get out. So that's
okay. Now
part
hold
of
on.
It.
We got to ask you. I want to drill down on this. So slants. That's quick game, right?
Slants.
Give me another route that's quick game. Hitch.
What's that? Slants. Hitch. Sometimes you can have a pivot route that falls in that.
What's a pivot route?
What's that? Just in and out. Whip. I call it a whip route. You can whip in, whip out. So that it's 1, 2, 3. Boom, boom.
Just quick timing routes.
Yeah, quick timing route. Balls out. And you
timing
can,
routes.
And you can throw that ball. You could actually throw it before they come out of their break. The ball will be in the air as they're coming out of their break, as most good throws are, obviously. But those are ways to do it. Fade routes. Not that down. Just go routes
please
down the
not,
sideline.
Please avoid the fade right. routes.
Would that be one? There's things
low,
to do.
That's low percentage.
You
know,
you can do a form of sprint out, a form of which is kind of odd. You don't see much more of the things called dash protection also.
What's that?
It's a slow roll, which means I set up as a drop back and then I roll out to the right. But the protection is built to that. The L way, you should have a lot of dash protection. But anyway, there's other ways to attack it.
And there's other ways to stave off a rush, and one is running the ball.
Run the ball. Yes, absolutely.
And Nebraska's been very predictable running the ball in terms of, let's put it this way. I think I said this stat on this show that last week Nebraska tailback runs on 16 tailback runs, 13 of them were on first downs, which means they don't run it on second and third, which means what? It gets very predictable, right?
Well, if you're looking at as from a defensive coordinator standpoint, I would always be big on what after. So I would, my hypothesis would be, without ever breaking it down, would be, okay, if Nebraska has a run on first down or in a control down, if they have a run for three or less, what are the odds the next play is a run again?
I'd say the odds on this team are low.
Very low. They don't they don't run back to back plays.
So that's what I'm saying. Right. So as a D corner, you look at that and you'll say, okay, they just went, it's first and 10. Now it's second and 9. Are they running whatever run play again? What after is what I would always do. So I was big on what afters and what would happen. We need to anticipate screen games, all those different things. So it's part of the chess match. But like I said again, but my thought would be right now that the what after would be low. I don't think there's a lot of like, hey, because, you know, if you go just way back in time for Husker fans, you go way back in time and say Nebraska, if it was Tom Osborne and it was second and 8, that did not mean we're coming
high
out.
High percentage of run in that situation.
Because he was trying to get to 3rd and 4, trying to whatever it was, or run the football. But point of it is, like I said, that's something that a defensive coordinator is looking at a lot. They're looking at this saying, hey, listen, FYI, I'm going to call this game like this. So if they run the ball, if it's accurate. Like I said, I've not done the numbers, but you guys both feel that the numbers are, it'd be very high. Well, after a run of 2 or less or 3 or less, that the next play is a throw.
I think about this, though. Go back to the Maryland game. I mean, I think Nebraska fans were taken aback by how often they ran the ball that opening drive, and successfully. We haven't seen that type of running on opening drives by Nebraska, at least back-to-back-to-back runs like they had, right?
No, you're right.
They were successful, so that's why they kept doing it.
Right. No, for sure.
So the same thing you do. Run a 5 or more.
Yeah. I want to defend Holgorsen a little bit.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
That first series, you know, we got after him because they didn't run the ball against Minnesota in the first series. He called two runs. One got turned into an RPO, yeah. And then the other, there was a blown assignment. So, and yeah, so I don't know what happened on the on the second one. I don't understand all of that, but there were two runs called. So,
what happens in those situations? I've been to some of those at LSU. Say it's late in the game, So the call always had a tag on it, and the tag was whatever the run was, and an RPO option off of it. That's what it looked like. And I remember Coach O getting on the headphones sometimes and just losing his mind because we were throwing the ball
right
late. We were up. Late in the fourth quarter. And it'd be like, guys, what?
Take the tag off.
Take this exact. That's what they'd say. And so the coordinator would just say, I'll take the tag off it, coach. And so that way they have
Jake?
So sometimes that, if you want to run the ball, if they say, hey, we're running this, then there's no tag on
it. Take the tag off.
Which means the option isn't there. So that's common offense to have. That's part of the say, hey, if we have the look we like, take the look we like. So understand that part. And the next part would be also, too, you know, what after? Nebraska rushes for 6 yards. Mm-hmm. What after?
Is it another run?
They run it again?
They don't run it twice in a row very often. I don't care what after is.
So there might not be a big piece there, but that's what I'd look at as a coordinator.
Here's what I would look at. Johnson Emmett had 14 carries last week. He hasn't been carrying the ball a lot this year. Load him up. You can do it now. He's fine. His legs are fine. Emphasize it. Run him twice in a row sometimes. It's sort of a lot to ask of an air raid guy, but I think you got to start doing it. Now, I say air raid guy because Holgorsen, at his core, is an air raid guy. He says he's not, but sometimes it looks like it now. I like the way he calls plays and all that. And I am not stodgy run the ball guy. I'm not. I'm not married to that life. You got to move the chains any way you can. But when you're in a When you're giving up 9 sacks, 7 sacks, 5 sacks, running the ball is a good answer to that.
Absolutely.
Slows things down,
multiple formations. Because as I said, some players just love to rush the passer. And some guys, they don't like to play the physical part of it. They got to play getting blocked by a tight end and a tackle. And all of a sudden, it's like putting their hand in the ground. And that's not what they like to do. Now, Northwestern, they're a stout front. And they are a good front. They'll be
defensive.
I will say this, they're very generic, which is a good thing. If you're a defense this plays, we play very just generic football and they're having success. That's tough. That's tough. It really is.
You don't have to sell me on that. Yeah. Here's why. Say what you want about Penn State. They beat Penn State. And Penn State is
stout up front.
Oh, absolutely.
So you don't have to sell me on it. They want if they could hang with Penn State, they can hang, and that's it. Now, as far as the other side goes, the biggest concern I have is those two running backs. They actually have three or four, but the two main ones are my biggest concern because they are pretty good up front on offense, not great.
They've got to burst through the hole, and they had some – I don't know how many big runs they had against Purdue, but it was several.
Does it look good to you?
It looked good to me. Yes, yeah, it those did. Like I said, it's not a hammering back, but it is a – there is a burst through the hole, and if they make someone miss, they have some home run capability.
I know. What I heard yesterday.
They could go 50.
Yeah, Matt Rhule said that. So it's number five and number six. He had those comments he made about the Northwestern run game should get everybody's attention.
Okay, here's Matt Rhule, not from yesterday.
They're unbelievably well-coached up front, and they're unbelievably talented up front. Their offensive line's excellent. They have good run checks, and the backs make people miss. It's going to come down to our ability to get off blocks and make tackles. You know, if we're diving at people's ankles, we haven't done that really for 2 years. We've been doing it at times, not all the time. That's the really hard thing. It's like, you know, it's a 74-yard run, and then it's just kind of, you know, 3-yard run, 2-yard run. I think the biggest thing is, you can't let first and 10 become second and 5 because they hit them for 3 yards and they pulled you forward for 2 more. And, but their backs are, they have great bursts. They're athletic. They're as good of backs that we'll see. You know, they have home run ability, which you have to be perfect against to take away those angles.
That's the scariest thing about this game. It's number 5 and number 6 and I guess number 24, who is averaging 10 yards a carry. On 22 carries, he's a freshman, but they hammer away with number 5 and number 6. And then Bill mentioned Preston Stone as the quarterback, who doesn't have a big arm, but is what?
That's it. Scrappy.
Scrappy.
Yeah, gamer type of. Nothing will be too big for him, but you won't be, like I said, you won't all of a sudden like turn on like next year and being like that. Preston Stone starting for the Vikings. Like that. That's not going
to
happen.
I'll be go to hell.
Yeah, I'll be go to hell. Look at that.
You don't see that.
Don't see that one happening. But he does. And look for throws that are internal. Look for not throws out wide. You're going to look for throws internal. You're going to see that's his best
middle
throw.
Of the field.
You'll see RPOs off of him. You'll see RPO throws because they run the ball well. So the RPO has a chance.
Number 17 is their guy. Griffin Wilde, he has 36 catches.
How tall
catches.
Is he? Because he looks like on film, like he's a 6'2 and a half.
6'2. You nailed 6'2. It. 6'2, 200. Now, he has 36 catches. The next most on the team is 15. Mm-hmm. You know where they're going. They move
pretty
him.
Obvious.
Yeah, they'll move him around, and they'll get him in one-on-one matchups. You better win those. There you go. It won't be an easy game. I disagree with Lee Sterling on that score. I don't think it's going to be that type of game. I think it's going to be a close game throughout.
Well, Nebraska played Northwestern. Again, all these games are typically close.
Yeah.
But a couple years ago, in the bad season, Nebraska beat them 56-7.
It was a weird night game. Yeah.
Adrian went lights out in that game, and that was a fun night for Nebraska.
Was that the highlight of the Frost era?
It was.
Or was it the Michigan game after that?
Well, they lost. They lost.
I know, but it was
a highlight.
It was a loss. It was an unbelievable game.
It was. It was.
Well, I say that because Frost was at his play calling best in the second half of the Michigan.
He was. Yeah. The third quarter was exceptional.
Yeah, he was at his play calling best. You can't call it a highlight. So Northwestern might have been the highlight of Frosty's tenure.
56-7. It would be very much so. It makes sense that. The highlight was in a loss for that
this
tenure.
56-7 isn't happening tomorrow. I guess.
If Nebraska gets up 17-0, Northwestern will still stay Northwestern.
They'll chip away.
They will not try to be like, we got to get back in. Nope. We got to crank this thing up. Nope. Open it up, man.
Chip away.
No, they're just going to be like, we'll just stay who we are.
Yep.
Stay who we are with what we're doing.
Yep. And they can chip away at you quietly. And then all of a sudden, fourth quarter, oh, God, it's 17-10, and they didn't go away.
Lee did mention Northwestern, 11th ranked scoring defense in the country. You don't put a bunch of points on these guys.
And again, I see it being
shut out last game.
I see it being a slow game. It's going to be, I think they huddled, not a lot of tempo. This won't be a real long game. You'll be out of the stadium probably, like I said, about 2:20.
Okay.
Yeah, about 2:20. Okay. You'll be out of there. So in my opinion, it won't be a long game. It's going to be huddle, run. There'll be more runs. There'll be and then just the way the clock runs now, it's a little bit shorter. Just the natural part of the clock not stopping. So it'll be a little bit of a shorter game.
Good. That's a good breakdown. It's a big game. It's a huge game for Nebraska. I mean, they get bowl eligible if they win, yes. Number one. You get that out of the way. And then you're back sort of, you start feeling better about eight or nine, right? Yep.
Well, you have a sigh of relief before USC comes to town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's both do it. And now it's win. Yeah. Exactly.
It's still a must win.
Yes.
I'm calling it that.
We're going must win.
Must win.
It'd be a bad day.
Yep.
Be a bad day if
the
Nebraska.
Stool is calling this a must win. We don't do that very often.
Not often. Yeah. But no. We are. Yeah. We stand by that. When we come back, FSP's field storming possibilities next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.